Welcome to Reflecting God. I can see them now, the children of Israel, after generations of bondage, receiving their first signs of hope. They had just heard from Moses and Aaron that God would free them from the repressive grip of Pharaoh's hand. And what's more, Moses and Aaron had performed miracles that were signs of God's plan. The leaders of the people saw all this and believed. They believed it was going to happen. They would be free at last. I suspect there were those in those moments who were dreaming about what life might be like after they were freed. This could mean a new and different future for their children. Perhaps others were thinking about the sweet taste of revenge as they imagined God's judgment coming down on their cruel taskmasters. But wiser minds prevailed. In a perhaps all too rare moment in which the people of Israel got it right, they bowed down and worshiped God. Our response to the hope and reality of God's presence and power is to fall on our knees before Him in worship. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.